Hello, it's the 9th of November. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A Dunstable care home has been the focus of prior concerns following the assault and death of an 88-year-old woman. Last month, Sheila Hartman, a resident at the Ridgeway Lodge, run by care home operator HC1, was fatally attacked by another tenant. Miss Hartman was left with several head injuries and subsequently died. Councillor Carol Hegley, Central Bedfordshire Council's Executive Member for Adult Social Care, said that police were investigating the incident. She also pointed to a previous issue she had with the same care home 2 years earlier and that other problems had been highlighted through whistleblowing. Miss Hegley concluded by saying, "We're looking at re-tendering the residential care contract next year." After stopping a teenager in Biggleswade, officers from Bedfordshire's community policing team discovered a large sum of money in addition to Class A and Class P drugs. The young man is being questioned by police. A Bedford woman who was caught illegally disposing of rubbish on Endersley Road in Bedford has been issued a fixed penalty notice of £400. She represents the 17th person to be fined this month for the offence. The portfolio holder for Environment, Councillor Charles Royden, said, "Fly tipping is a criminal offence and we are seeking to enforce any case either through a fixed penalty notice or through a prosecution." Dompolski, a Bedford venue with a rich history in Ashburnham Road, will be hosting a free 16th anniversary celebration on the 13th of November. Bedford Borough Mayor Dave Hodson will be in attendance, among others, at Polish House, where there will be plenty of cultural food, crafts and entertainment to enjoy. So that's all from me today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.